This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah,
hello, me test.
Hi.
Yo, man. I'm going to say it just like this.
Uh-oh.
The fucking Metal Eagle has planted his talons in Canadian soil. The boys are home.
Maybe you guys, if you guys didn't know, we were gone.
Like, oh, where y'all went?
Yeah. Did not know where you guys were going with that one.
Oh, you didn't know where we were gone?
Nah.
I'm just telling you guys, we came back.
So. Oh, you came back. Mm. Oh,
cool. Yeah. I thought y'all were waiting or whatever.
Shit. Everyone on the same page?
I think so, yeah.
The human bandana's here. Fake shit. Oh, the human bandana.
Let's do the intros before we get into it. Our managers gave us a pat on the back.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good.
You guys are introducing yourselves earlier and earlier. You know what it is. Welcome back to the Random Order Podcast by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, the fucking iPad technician. All right. It's your boy, Jay, or Jermaine. That's me. Wow. So if you see my voice, if you hear my voice, I mean.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm the one who's talking. And if you see me on the camera, like this guy is moving his mouth.
Yeah.
That you know it's me.
Yo, it's happening. It's your boy, Young Shells.
The chocolate one!
Yo, we should get a Willy Wonka, like a Willy Wonka kind of effect every time we say chocolate one.
I'm gonna find it.
I want to hear the chocolate river. Something. Yo, when the big boy was drowning in the chocolate river, I'm like, yo, just drink it.
Just drink it. There's a lot of questionable shit in that movie, but you know,
I would drink it and I'd be like, this ain't a bad way to go out. You know what it is, man. It's your fucking boy. The big baby, man, the only baby, baby Trey is in the motherfucking building. Can Jeez. I hear from myself?
Sweetest baby in the game.
Yes, sir.
That's all it is.
Word.
That's all it is, man. And right here,
we got a very special guest in the building.
Got my Siggity Slime. I never know if I should introduce my slimes or if I should let my slimes just slither away across the screen and
Chami the Yami!
The one and only.
Chami.
His name starts with a T, but it starts with a C in my books.
Chami!
His name's Tommy, but I just call him Chami the Yami for short.
I don't even know where that. Why did he even come?
Yeah,
from?
Way longer.
Yeah, Chami
the fucking Yami, just to make it quicker.
I'm gonna get the first handshake on Random Order. How you doing?
Spot boy.
Get it. Well, I probably
that's always weird on camera.
Before, yeah.
Yeah,
like, oh, you guys didn't shake hands before.
You might not.
You sit down with the guy before the crew gets it together and you shake hands and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's weird to especially if the guy do four takes, the same handshake. Yo, what's up, my man? Yeah, this is the fourth time touching your hand. Yo, I hate clammy fucking hand, man.
I'm a clammy nigga.
Yo, I'm turning into a fist bump type of nigga still.
Yo, oh, for real.
Yeah.
I'm clammy.
I don't know what it is. I don't know, because like occasionally people come up to me, oh, your shows. I don't know. I always just do the fist bump.
It's so disrespectful.
Is it though?
Is it though? Why?
Yo, some people don't like it.
If someone comes up to me and they're like, yo, I just don't fuck with you like
way better.
But I'm saying like it's quicker, you know, and there's no clamminess.
Bro, it's efficient.
If you did it to me,
germs.
Yeah.
If you did it to me, I'd feel no way.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's a nigga that I'm like, yo, I haven't seen you in a minute, and I'm over here giving a high five.
Well, yeah.
And he's close fist.
That's
like this.
That's different. The awkward moment of whether you should decide whether to change.
If you're not willing to switch, then.
No, if it's an open fist,
they get hand.
You gotta open your fist.
They get hand.
I think there's levels to it. You know what I mean? Like the bottom is the fist bump. No, the bottom's the head nod. Second up after that is a fist bump. Third is the what's popping, like the connect, the full the clamp. Then one more of that after that is the snap, and then the clamp. And then the very last one is the give me a hug.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The slap and give me a hug.
You let go,
and then you embrace. That's how you haven't seen you in a minute. You good, baby. You know what I mean? So the fist bump is disrespectful, but I mean, bro, I don't know. Like,
nah, if it's my
If somebody initiated it and they gave me the fist bump first, I'm like, oh, perfect.
Yes. To me,
Thank you're fucking, you fuck with me.
If I catch the fist bump,
The fist bump?
Fish bump.
What handshake was that?
You're the fish bump. You're the fish bump.
Oh, y'all ain't got the fish bump?
This is the first sound effect I get. Y'all know what a fish bump? Nah, the fish
y'all
bump.
Y'all ain't doing the fish bump.
If I see that ahead of time, and I
that sounds like a fucking dance move. My nigga.
He's doing this. The fish bump. Niggas just doing this.
The fish bump.
Yeah, but if I catch it ahead of time and I can switch, I'm cool with it. But if I don't, and then you're getting full palm. Like, I'm giving you.
Yo, if your hands are down and I do fist bump, I win.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Just text me.
It's like rock, paper, scissors.
Yo, fucking text me. Too many handshakes.
Yo, good seeing you. Good seeing you, man.
Yo, every time I, like, when I fucking travel and shake someone's hand, I fuck it up.
Like, ah, yo.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm doing something here. My own thing, and then they're like, because
people do different things. Yeah. You ever try to?
It can't be like four parts. You don't talk about it.
Dap a man, they do into the link.
Oh my god!
Yo, it's literally holding
my whole hand in your one finger, bro.
Danny tries to do that shit, and I'm like, Danny, man, fuck. You know what it is, bro? Shout out to my guys, Kyle and Jesse over at Nelk. But y'all motherfuckers do some weird handshakes. Y'all niggas.
Yeah, that's the scariest.
I like the fist bump.
But you never know.
No, but you
coming.
I need to know, though.
That's what I'm doing. Everyone.
Because I always put my shit down and then they're still there.
And you feel weird. You're like, oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot about
this
that.
This is standard handshake. If you're planning
it, it's really just.
That's why you do the fist bump. Yo, if you don't know.
That should be standard, but unfortunately, it's not. I'm with you on that. It should be standard.
I don't know you. I'm meeting you. I'm being cordial.
No, even my dad. Bro, I fist bump my dad. We always fist bump.
Yeah, I won.
He put me on the bumps. My dad put me on bumping.
Yeah, just bump. You know what I mean? Like, but like when you know someone, you can bump him. It's like, yo, what's up? But then it's like, then again,
that's
it's weird.
Love.
Like,
can
when,
you though?
This like, is yo, love, when, bro. When like, people come up to me and they say, and when people come up to me and they say, like, yo, what's up? Some of y'all fucking hands is nasty, bro. And like, and you don't need to shake my hand. I get it.
Just like ranch on his say, nail and up? Shit, nigga.
Yeah, but my bro, nigga,
shit
like,
under your nails, brother.
These yeah, you double. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm like, yo, I'm a respectful guy. If I just let the bro, one time I left the washroom and I'm like, yo, my hands are wet. The nigga said, it's okay. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, bro, yo, I just washed my hands. My hands are wet. Yo, it's all good, bro. And he stuck his hand out there. I'm just, like,
yeah, for you. It.
Yo, like, and now you both have wet hands. There's like no reason for this.
And then my clean hands are going to become wet and nasty now. I don't want wet and nasty hands, bro. Like, anyways, bro.
Yeah, it's all good. No, I don't want to do that.
No, but are you
it's back of, it's, no, it's all good, bro. No. It's all good, bro. My hands sweat.
But like, yo, my hands is...
I get clammy sometimes. I don't know what it makes
How do men feel with the elbow, though?
Oh, your elbow. That's even more respect for me.
But if I'm like, telling you, if I'm showing you, yo, I got to give you an elbow?
Yeah, that's it makes sense. Yeah.
That's
if you're telling me, I'm right with it.
Yeah.
Communication.
That's respect. Communication is first.
But that's respectful.
I get clammy hands when I'm nervous.
Nerves right now?
Birdman.
Yo,
I'm scared.
That just came out. Nah, but I get clammy hands like when I'm nervous or if I'm late for something. Like I notice it. Like sometimes I'll be like, yo, my hands are clammy and I'm driving.
Over sprinting to the meeting.
Yo, yeah.
Nah, I got a
bro. Even
your ass cracks out. Your hands.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Ass crack out. Clammy palms.
Clammy right now.
It's okay.
Ass crack out.
I'm so sad you brought that back up, bro. Like, yo, my ass crack comes out at the worst times, bro, because I'm just in a nigga. Yo, when you Tommy, catch you up to speed, man. When your ass crack is out, it's bad news.
Yeah, it's cool. We homies. News, you don't gotta tell me all this. Like,
it's, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you're in a rush. You know
I appreciate
you
know
quick
the confidence in telling me this.
Yeah,
stuff,
catch but. You up, man. Like niggas don't want to be admitting their ass crack is up, but sometimes you're bent down picking something up and you're in a rush. And like Jermaine said, they're saying last call for you know what I mean. Chami,
you have no time to put it back in. It's already out. So like fuck.
You can't even like you're not even thinking. Yo, maybe I should put a finger there.
No, let me get to my
crack. Yo.
get to my seat first on the fucking aircraft.
No, this sounds like a real problem that needs to be.
I mean, you could just pull your pants up while you're running.
No, bro. Sometimes you got the bag and then you can't push it back in.
Okay, I didn't factor
that. Your laptop cover and shit.
One day, I'm gonna put it out into the universe now. It's so weird. A lot of things I've been saying has been coming true, and it's crazy. It's an amazing thing.
Won't he do it?
But
yes, sir.
I'm gonna put this out into the air just because, like, you just gotta believe, and I'm a type of nigga where it's just like I gotta see to believe. So one day we're gonna be in a rush. I'm gonna see your ass crack. I'm gonna be like, yo, I fucking told you. We're gonna be running for our flight. You're gonna go, ah, shit. I mean, I told you.
How much
you
like, yo, my hands so sweaty.
How much
yo,
you want to bet? How much you want to
check your ass right now. Your ass crack may be out.
He said it first. Oh, but yo, on another note, if your ass crack, like, if you're not doing anything, your ass crack is just out, I will never understand.
Yeah, like a
because I could feel the air 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Like, if my ass crack feels like it's out. Yeah. Usually when I think that, I'm like 100% right.
Yeah, that quick breeze, you're like,
But some people would just be like, chilling, just out in the open, tiny shirts. Yeah. Bro, if your ass crack is gonna be out, wear a longer shirt.
Wear a long shirt.
Yo,
bro.
For real.
If you have baggy pants, bro. Yeah, if you have baggy pants, wear a long tee.
If you have baggy pants and tight boxers, it's laundry day for the boxers. Wear a long shirt or stay inside. Yeah. I don't know.
Bro, stay inside.
It's a wild idea. Stay the fuck inside.
Wait till they dry.
Anyways.
Wait till they dry.
Yeah, I've never been that desperate.
Yo, the other day I was in Japan and I had no more boxes left. And I had to hand rinse my
sink wash. Yeah,
yeah, I'll sink do that. Wash my shit.
I think that's reasonable.
Remember I sent you guys a video of me blow drying my boxers? 10 minutes later, I was rocking them shits.
It's like this. It's just like,
oh, with the
blow dry. Yeah.
I know it's still like 10% moist.
Yeah, but it was like
the shit works. No, it works, bro.
Yeah. Damn, nigga, how many times you did it?
Yo, I never used a blow dryer, but you know the hand shit at school?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, nah, when I was like in like the fifth grade.
A little accident happened?
No. Okay. I can only get one pair of shoes a year. So I'm like,
same.
So I'm like, yo, instead of getting one pair of like Nikes, I just get like two or three pairs of Chucks.
Jeez.
Mm. You see what I'm saying? Different colors, you switch it up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fuck with that.
You know what I'm saying? All my young kings.
Yeah, turn one into a two.
Exactly. You feel me? So, but I'm wearing that shit all year. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking to school in Chucks in the winter.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
By the time I get to school, my foot is soaked. Yep. So I'm in the washroom, like, with my socks on the shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Drying
wrap the sock around the fucking hole.
Yeah, just press the button and just
let it go.
Let it sit for 10 minutes.
Yo, it can burn your sock. I remember that shit, like,
oh,
it was burning.
It's better than being wet, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, I don't know.
Burn that shit. Toast that shit up. They get fucking crunchy.
Burn them shit.
If my socks are crunchy, I know they're fucking dry.
Exactly.
Yo, that's a slut.
Yo, if you hear your sock, first off.
Every step.
You should not ever be able to hear your sock.
Yo,
this is an emergency.
There's a point in my life where
an emergency, bro.
Like, you have to go outside.
There was a point in my life where I questioned wearing socks because I had so many fucking holes in my socks. I'm like, bro, why do you even wear them shits? Like,
bro,
majority of my toes
so
are
uncomfortable,
out.
Bro.
Man, I can't do it without socks.
But yo, you hoop best in holding
nah,
socks.
I'm not co-signing that. How
do you clear your toe come on shit? No,
exactly.
It bothers me on my mind all day.
Nah, you just said you're bullshitting. You know that's not
yo,
the
yo,
truth.
Hoop
you know that's not the truth.
I hoop sick because where the holes are is where I'm fuck. Well, okay, hold on. First off, Jermaine, you can fucking talk to me for this part. I used to bust holes in my shoes. Like, where I was fucking, like, running from and kicking from, there's a hole, like, literally you could tickle my foot.
You could tell it's formed by, like, where the hole is.
And there you go. So I was just, yo, my
stop
foot was
hard
just,
as fuck. So my toe was, like, always out first.
My foot was just in, like, I didn't care if my socks were ripped, bro. It was just,
you have
like,
bare big toe socks, don't you?
Bare big toe socks. But then, like, where, like, the palm of my... The palm of the bottom of my foot, like
I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, the big part.
Bare
calluses on that part, because yo, I was pivoting heavy, bro. As a kid, I wish, as a kid, bro, your fucking parents pulled you aside and said, "Yo, take care of your feet, cause nigga."
They talk about your back and shit and like credit and shit.
Like, yo, I saw your feet.
About your fucking my calluses.
My calluses.
Bro, we're on set in LA and fucking someone told someone else to take their socks off and then Jermaine's like, "Oh fuck, like start. You should just do it." And she's like, "Yo, why don't you do it?" This nigga's like, "Oh no, fuck, trust me." I was the only one there. I'm like, hey, "Yo, don't do that."
I care about you,
bro.
Yo, you ever have to fucking? You have a big ass, big toe hole in your sock, and you gotta like tuck it between your first two toes, and then put it in the shoe.
Yeah.
That was at a time. Those are the times I'll be out, and then my fuck, I feel my big toe come out.
Expand the fabric as much as you can.
Right. I can't.
Yeah.
Nigga. No matter how good you tuck, it'll just come back up.
Yeah, it's going to just triggered slide by its way up.
Yeah. And then they want to be at school talking about take your shoes off and fucking sit
on
the carpet.
Yeah, on the carpet. No. For what?
And this, yo, come, you have to sit on the carpet.
I remember.
Why? I have a fucking situation. I used to always be sitting there with one fucking foot covering another foot.
Bro, I was a grown-ass nigga in grade 3. Shout out to Mrs. Zachariah. I pulled up to class. He's talking about take your shoes off. Bro, I pulled up a seat and sat down like this. Looked at everyone else.
Just right on the edge of the carpet.
Yeah, you get a hole on the bottom, underneath.
Bro, my socks are bad. And I'm like, yo, I remember the day I was telling my dad this shit. And this guy said, yo, you can't be going to school making me look bad. I'm like,
so you buy the socks.
Cotton socks.
Buy better socks.
Bro, I don't know what it was, bro.
Get me socks,
but
bro.
But now as an adult, like, I realize how important socks are. But back then, my pops didn't see it like that, bro.
I snap on socks.
You have
now.
Shoes, you have jeans, you have jacket. That's it.
Socks?
Socks.
How sick do you feel when you have a new pair of socks?
Bro, that's why I buy so dinner. Much socks nowadays,
I'll
bro.
I run so fast.
It's also nice to
bro, I dead have over 50 pair of socks. I swear to God.
Listen, keep taking mine, bro.
No, don't even. Yo,
Kevin,
I'm not the sock taker.
I see my Adidas socks in this guy's laundry basket, and I'm like, yo, I should stuff them in his mouth and see yours one. Say, yo, you want my fucking socks?
Eat it, then, nigga.
Believe that.
What? Tired, bro.
Birdman.
Grew up in a house with fucking two other brothers, bro. Niggas is taking my socks on the regular, bro.
Bro, no one wants your dirty fucking socks. That's the dirtiest socks. I'll never steal them.
And then they are still in them, though.
No, bro. I have my own socks. Yo, I have my socks. Bro, I don't know how my laundry ever gets mixed up with your shit. I don't know. How do you get my socks, first off?
I have my... Stay out of my basket, bro.
No, that's you.
Because you'd be too itchy for the dryer, bro. Wow. Like, you leave your clothes in there for a week. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, a week before you fall. Bro, if I dry my shit, the fucking dryer is my drawer. Until it closes, I'm done. The dryer is my drawer.
Yo, I literally...
Like, why the fuck would I move? I can just... And it's eye level already, nigga.
It's eye level.
Why the fuck would I move it to the bottom drawer?
Bro, every time you jump in the shower, you turn it on for like a quick 10 minutes... And your fucking ass is warm, bro.
I have life figured out.
Bro.
Man, wait till the next man has to use the dryer to pretty much set it up.
Every time someone has to use the dryer, like, yo, Jermaine, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Yo, you can't
I didn't let him do it no more for me. I'm like, nah, I feel bad now.
Bro, you can't get mad at him. I'm just like, yo, you done with the dryer now? Bro, his clothes have been in there for
a
while.
It's cold, bro.
I'm like, yo.
The clothes are frozen. Cool.
That's real.
Clothes are cool. They don't even smell good anymore. They're just fucking clothes. Yeah,
I like, clothes. As soon as I get like 2 weeks later, I'm like, let me warm the shit up.
Puts it in the microwave.
Can I just put normal clothes back in your drawer?
Holy shit.
Anyways, I do. Man. Those are all my socks.
Nah, I don't think so. Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know how. I know I'd be leaving socks around the crib because sometimes I come home like, yo, let me let my feet talk. You know what I'm saying? Let them breathe.
Yo, never me. Fuck what? That. Nah, I don't do feet, bro.
You mean like, yo, it's a real thing. I've heard a lot of people say they don't do feet.
I don't do feet, bro. Like, wait, you have feet? Socks on 24.
So wait, when you go to sleep, you have your socks on?
You too?
Yeah. You sleep with socks on?
Yeah.
You hate your own feet though?
I hate my
you
own
fucking like
cut it off.
Like,
the fuck?
Yeah.
No, you sleep with socks on, bro.
I do, bro.
I hate everyone's feet.
You
gotta hate your own feet too.
Bro,
so
that's wild.
So when you guys are putting on your socks, you scream and shit? How does that work? You guys bite your lip and look away?
I can stand my feet, but like I just prefer to.
But wait, why do you sleep with socks on? I still don't understand that.
I just don't want to feel my feet, bro.
You don't.
Like, you don't sleep and your feet touch your other feet, your foot, one foot.
That's blessed.
I don't like that. Unless I'm really hot, like from like Jamaica.
It's yours though.
It's your own.
Yeah. It's yours.
Care, like this doesn't bother me. This is fine. My feet touching each other.
How'd you get here today?
Look, let me tell you something. You guys are directing all this energy towards me, but like you need to direct it towards God. You feel me? Because like this is how he made me. The chocolate one.
Can't say nothing after that.
Yeah.
Next subject.
I was
let's do some shout outs, nigga. Hey, man.
I got a lot of new shout outs, man.
Man, shout out to USB 2.0, man.
Cause think
moving
about
the game up.
It changed the whole fucking game.
Changed the whole.
How long have we had USB 2.0?
Bro, before that, what was doing? Thunderbolt and shit.
I don't know. Ain't 3.0, 2.0.
Yes, sir.
Shout out that, man. And if I can. Stop the navigation.
Oh yeah.
How do we get here?
GPS place? Getting around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Showing appreciation.
Yes, ma'am.
Shout out Apple Stems. 100. How you think that grow? Mm-hmm. Bro, that's the umbilical cord to the fruit.
Whoa.
Y'all ain't even thinking about it,
it's going
shout
over
out stems.
Your head, man.
Y'all shout be out. Twisting them off and throw them on the roll. Y'all need to put some more respect on stems.
That's crazy. I never thought of it like that. Stems is stems
you need
is
to
wild.
Stop thinking like that, brother.
My mistake.
Who you got a shout out?
Shout out to me. Because I'll just bring it. Hold on. It ain't even done. I was just thinking about this next shout out of my dude. I'm like, yo, shout out to Clearing Throat.
Shout out to Cloak Theory.
Cloak Theory. Shout out to proper pronunciation.
Shout out pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Getting the communication across properly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Iteration, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, shout out to agreeing, man. We
shout
all
out to agreeing. Coming together.
Shout out to that.
And sharing similar points of view, man. Shout out mutual friends, man.
Look at that. Look at that.
Networking. That's all it is, man.
I was taking off the other day and I said, man, shout out the flight attendants. How am I going to get my water?
Ooh,
who going to attend the flight? Who? Not me.
Hey, shout out them Pringles, though. You get in them flight. I like the Pringle flight.
$2.99. $2.99 if you got it.
Send us an email.
USD, $2.99.
You have to send us an email now because we said Pringles. Please. Shout out brand sponsorships,
Let's
man.
Let's do it, man. Gotta feed the bills, man.
Email us, man.
Email. Shout out feed the bills, though.
Yes, sir.
That's all it
is,
man.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because everybody over here on his bad side, shout out to Thanos. No spoilers.
Shout out Thanos.
Don't worry. No spoilers.
He was icing, man.
Wait, y'all both seen the movie?
Yes, sir. We ain't know. Let us know when y'all seen the shit because we can talk about
it. I think it's past now. I feel like what? It's been a week.
Nah, people are still getting mad and saying, shut the fuck up.
That's their fault. At this point, you should have watched it. Like, I'm not a super fan of of the whole universe shit.
Yo, they'll shoot you. Don't say that.
I ain't even watching it, man. I just someone Thanos that whole situation and off the video.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
I got it.
You haven't seen it?
I don't do superheroes.
Any of that?
I don't do superheroes.
Wait, what? What do you mean don't do superheroes?
Shells doesn't do super. Surprisingly, Shells.
Yeah, you?
Yeah,
like, I know, right?
For someone that likes anime, I would assume you like superheroes and shit like that.
It is what it is. Damn it, talk to the big guy. When I was in LA, yep. I went to go play some basketball, and I was telling Tommy the other day, I went to go play some basketball. Shout out to McQueen. Megan McQueen.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, man. I was out there and I was kind of feeding into a hoop and I'm just like, yo, man. I don't know. Like when I'm chilling for too long, I'm like, bro, I need to do something. I need to exercise, man. I need to do something. So I hit him up. We went to LA Fitness. We started hooping. And you know me, I'm going crazy. Lately, I've been in my hooping bag. I've been going crazy. Okay. Hitting some deep threes, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all seen on my story, I got bunnies, man. Y'all niggas keep fucking playing. Shout out to my bunnies, man. Keep fucking playing with me.
This guy just happened. He happened to be balling out on the other side of North America.
I got a picture.
Where we couldn't see.
Hey, you. You can see right now.
It's cold.
Believe that.
Anyway.
The weather's nice enough. We can play outside.
Yeah. We definitely can.
Bro, I'm in my bag. I've been hooping so much. I'm just like, yo, I've been working on my legs. My bunnies are ridiculous. Anyways, not even going to get into that. Mm-hmm. I blocked this one nigga so bad. Shells.
I believe that.
Sent out of bounds.
You pretty tall.
Touched the wall.
Sent out of... Jay, touched two walls.
Touched two walls?
Two walls.
Corner part.
So it sounded stupid.
Like that.
Made him not even want to shoot again.
Mm-hmm. I bet. For sure.
Nah, he did shoot
two. He shot a couple.
He was pretty good.
Okay.
This is my first time, but so I sit down now. McQueen's like, yo, hey bro, where's Jermaine at? Jermaine don't hoop, bro. And I'm just like, nah, like Jermaine doesn't hoop. And it's like everybody asked me this question like
do that
all
again.
Times.
Do that impression again. That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, do that again.
I don't want to do it again. It's not that good.
All right. Hey, bro. It's
same.
It's a little deeper.
It's
that time.
I just edit the thing. The same one that you said.
So, yeah, my mouth's not matching the fucking words.
Yeah, just say it like four times, then you can just use the same audio clip. Just the
I don't want to do it again, though, and it's not good the first time. Then y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? So just use that for the rest of my life.
So, okay, get back to me, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me.
So everybody's asking me, like, yo, like, just does Jay hoop, whatever. And then I'm always saying, like, nah, Jermaine doesn't hoop. He doesn't hoop. But for the first time, I'm just like, I thought about it. I'm like, hold on. Jermaine doesn't hoop, but does that mean that he can't hoop? So I thought, I'm like, yo, I can hoop. Ryan can hoop. Ryan's pretty good at hooping. I'm pretty good at hooping. Why, if this nigga just attended to the court for a month, he's tall, he's fast.
Probably could be hooping.
He can already shoot.
Yeah, he can.
A medium speed, but yeah, that still works in NBA. But yeah, go ahead.
He could probably hoop.
Yeah.
Probably could.
I want to do. I want to put Jermaine.
Yeah, you ever thought about that?
Like, you know what I mean.
I don't feel like
hoop. Should you do like a hoop challenge.
Chilling
like for Jermaine. Challenge.
Yeah. Whenever someone says, "Yo, you trying to hoop?" I'm like, "Yo, hooping, chilling." Like, I probably just chill.
No, but I think this is.
No, I just kept saying it.
It's definitely a thought I thought of before.
Imagine, yo, I could fucking hoop if Jermaine hooped and Jermaine was nice.
It'd be all finesse. It'd be all finesse.
Mm-hmm. Let's all be real. You guys seen me hoop. You guys know I'm gonna talk my shit. I'm decent. You know I can hoop. You know you'd want to pick me up on your team.
This is rare. First off,
I can do. I'm not gonna talk shit and y'all not agree with me because I can beat both y'all 1-on-1. But I think Jermaine can hoop.
Wait. The thing with Jermaine is though.
Realistically,
so go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. What were you saying? You can beat who 1-on-1.
That's why
Tommy
is
about me.
It's about
Tommy. You're being so selfish. I think Jermaine can hoop. That's my point.
I agree. Jermaine probably could hoop.
Put his mind to it.
Yo, give me a week of just all basketball time.
Just watch bare basketball videos on YouTube.
Bro, I'll fucking figure it out. Sometimes I'm like sitting there, I'm like, yo, I wonder if I could do this. And it's like, oh shit, that's hard as fuck. And I'm just like, ah.
It isn't that hard
to figure it out.
Yeah. It isn't that hard of a sport to learn, really.
Yo, I'll be a fucking genius.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't feel like it.
Nah, I'm telling you, like, it's probably really difficult for some people, though. Trust me.
Yeah. I feel like if you have no coordination, exactly, you can't really do much.
You can't, you know, it's second nature to us, but.
I know a lot of people that like, can't dance and do normal stuff, but are really good at basketball.
I think anyone can do anything, really. Like, yo, it's like stretching. He was fucking bringing this up. He brought it up the other day. We're like, yo, we can't stretch. We can't stretch. We can't cross our legs. And then one day I'm like, yo, that's bad. Like, I should probably fucking stretch.
Huh. Yeah.
So every time I went to go play ball, I'd like stretch a little bit. I'd skip for like a minute, just loosen up my body. And now I'm pretty flexible. I can stretch. I can touch to like my legs and shit like that. Because before I'm like, yo, I'm tight. Like I could barely grab my like fucking shin. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like if he started hooping and he started like getting the hang of it and like just being loose with it, I feel like this nigga would be like a fucking Clyde Drexler, bro. Like
yo, just give me the shoes and I'll go.
Mm-hmm. But I just can't see it, though. I can't see Jermaine on the court saying, bro, let's hoop.
Let's go.
I feel like it'd be one of those situations where it's like, yo, Jermaine, your last pick. I guess I got you. And then it's like, oh, okay, cool. And then he runs the whole thing. He's just like, right, hold that.
Bro, I'll just be so chill on the court. Just whatever the score. Yeah, cool.
Gets the ball. Shoots it.
Okay,
or down.
Yeah,
okay,
foul is it?
Oh, he dropped the ball.
Oh, so we're switching sides now? Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, I honestly, I remember I took Faitana to hoop, and this nigga ran out of breath so fast. I was just like, bro, why are you? Why did you even come? And this nigga gave
he
me excuses and shit. He told I was going. We were chilling, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna hoop after this. He said, can I come? And I'm like the little brother, can I come?
Wow.
Like not even seeing the runs, not even asking me what her runs are. He said, can I come? I'm like, yo, you're pretty confident. I guess
yeah, you know. Hoop.
Bro, we played one run, and I think we won. And then he comes fucking whisper on my side. Do you think we can find another... hold on, I'm allergic to chocolate. I'm like, all right, catch your breath, and let's figure it out.
Why do you say he's allergic to chocolate?
Can we talk?
I don't know, bro.
Bro,
this nigga was going on. My mom said I can't have any sweets. I'm like, Faitana, we're pooping right now. We're just playing ball right now, bro. Like, you said you wanted to.
But I scored most of the buckets.
He did.
He's doing all the work.
I'm a team player, bro. I passed the ball. I set dimes.
Bro, Faitana, you passed the ball? You passed the ball?
No, I'm just saying, I can poop, but it's just.
He can hoop.
So you better than Trey.
Just the first 5 minutes.
Are you better than Trey?
No, I like playing with Trey.
Are you better than Trey?
Probably.
He's thinking about it.
Probably.
Y'all niggas know what's up, man.
Guys.
He's specifying.
Ah, so the running part.
Y'all,
running part.
Fake time. I'll block the shit out you. Ooh. I'll score over you.
He's never blocking ever.
Because I said, see me on 1-on-1. You said, I'm tired, nigga.
Mm-hmm. You did say you're allergic to chocolate, so I do believe Trey on that one.
Makes sense.
I believe on that one.
Shells, I'm better. We don't even have to talk about basketball, man. We can figure it out.
You ain't better than me.
Man.
Y'all know y'all.
You ain't better than me.
Yo, Shells just always says the same thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't like talking about
so
it.
You can play ball. Yo, I'll beat you. I'll beat you, bro. I'll fucking beat you, bro. Trust me, I'll beat you. Yo, I'll beat you, bro.
This is the reason Jermaine doesn't play ball. I want to hear
someone gets beaten. No, go again.
Yeah.
It's the same shit every time.
So you're not good at one on one, bro. I'm good at teams, bro. I'm a team man.
Yo, yo, start being super specific.
Yeah.
No, no, only on Tuesdays I'm there. In front opposing team, trust me, bro.
In front opposing team, bro.
That's the only way.
I went to bed late last night. Late night last night.
You know, yo, that's fucking real though, man.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah. Especially when you don't eat, bro. Holy, the days you don't eat, I can't really hoop like that, bro.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Y'all don't fucking agree.
Shit, Chami, what you been on, man?
No, I'm just chilling.
What you been up to?
I'm just here. Good to see you guys back. Tommy got a big W today, huh?
Oh, yes. Fucking
we talking about that?
I'm talking about, hey.
Talk about the dub.
Can I get a bomb, though? Yeah, maybe a bomb. I got a call this morning. Oh, wait. I let it simmer. Yeah. I got a call this morning from the good called? People at the... at the Michael Jordan store.
Oh, man. Those bastards.
Saying, hello, sir. How you doing? I said, I'm blessed. What you got for me? Say, come through Saturday. We got you with the Cactus Jack ones, boy.
Damn. Shout out Chime to Yami.
Fuck. So, I ain't going to get all in your business. No. I got a raffle.
You
I
got jumped. In that line?
Bro, there's ways to do things.
Okay.
So,
yo, Jordan, watch out. Yo, they made y'all put this up before Saturday.
No. I just pulled up. I just seen the lineup, and I was like, this can't be all for like one specific size. So I just went to the front, and I'm like, yo, is it possible that I can just get in if it's like, what does a size 11 line look like?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's actually like two people. I'm like, do I have to wait in this line? She's like, no, you can go right in. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Walked in, looked mad sick because like everyone's just staring at you because they're all waiting in line. Mm-hmm. Went to my side, put my name in, gave my ID, said, this is me. Walked out and then got a call.
Solid is a solid was. Solid so the 11 raffle is they raffle off different sizes.
So how they did it was like they had it by size area.
So it was probably like four guys with 11s.
Yeah. It was like 11 plus. So all the guys had big sizes.
Oh, okay.
So it was like probably like 30, 50, maybe. I don't know.
Shout you ever win a raffle that you niggas keep fucking tagging me in?
No.
Yeah, we always say never win those. Like, what, bro?
That's why I never answer.
That's bullshit.
Bro.
Those are definitely bullshit, bro. That's
keep just doing
a,
it.
That's a, I know, because it's like, fuck it. You know, like, hey,
take the chance.
You know,
you got to mention eight guys.
I'm sitting here doing shit anyway.
Like, you never want to do it, but the picture is sick. The picture is sick, and you're like, yo.
It's like, bro, what about the man that does win that, bro?
That's the thing. It's like, yo, that could be me.
Exactly.
Yo, and I feel like,
yeah, that's the thing.
That could be me, yo.
I feel like I.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I wasn't even gonna say anything. I just made a sound.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like I should answer them because everyone around me is winning them. Julian won one.
Mm-hmm. He won one of those tagging things.
Yeah,
tagging one.
Yeah, he won two, I think.
What,
bro? This nigga Julian, I don't know how, but this nigga called a radio station and won a free Xbox One.
Like, yo, listen to the radio right now.
Yo. I think I kicked this camera, by the way. I was laughing. But this nigga won a fucking Xbox. And he's like, I'm like, yo, what'd you have to do? Yeah, basically, I just had to tell my mom, like, don't answer the phone on Tuesday.
Yeah, sometimes hammer, bro. You have to swallow your pride sometimes. Like, if you really want something,
yeah,
you gotta just.
No, that was a low key. I don't know how the fuck Julian did that. Yeah, that was so low key. I'm like, yeah, that's a scam, bro. Yeah, but yeah, not nah, like I have burner accounts. I was tagging him. Like,
I hear that. 11
yeah, and a half. Yeah. But like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I'll never get them myself, so I stay out of them. But then like I hear everyone like he said he's entering it. I'm like, yo, fuck, I should come with you, but I didn't. He got it. You know what I mean? Like,
you win that shit a lot, Tommy?
No, this is my first.
Oh shit.
But you also get blessed with shoes because you got the off-white Blazers.
No, I didn't get blessed with those. I copped those.
Yeah, no, you copped. You have to
excuse
cop
those me. Excuse me.
But you still have to cop the Travis's.
Sick flex.
Yeah, I still have to cop. Like, I still like. Yeah, you still have to. Homies like blessed me with a chance, like with the opportunity to get it. I don't have to wait in line, which is sick.
I don't get that.
So, bro,
oh fuck.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
But the real question is, though, do you spread the love
when I can?
What does
like
that
if
mean?
You like if,
do you link other men's up?
No. I don't
fucking do it.
So I never
No, that's a fucking that's going on the soundboard. No.
I never
I see where you're getting at.
No. I'll never what I'll do is like if someone hits me up like, yo, I need this and it's like in my size range, I'll if it comes out like, yo, can you hold this for me? Or could you do this for me? But I'll never be like, yo, hit my guy. Never expose the plug.
No. What you said was what I meant. Like you go through avenues for people.
Yeah. That's what friends are for, you know?
Oh, that's how it is.
Shout out friends.
Absolutely.
Like good friends. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm amped. Life is sick.
I'm gonna see what the resale's looking like.
Bro, right now it's at a rack, but it's gonna go down. It's gonna go down.
I'll spend like shit, huh?
I know that because there's gonna be a lot of them. There's gonna be a lot of shoes.
Yeah. This is like the third time the fucking shoe released.
And I think they're dropping it again or some shit like that. It's
weird,
crazy
bro.
Just where the fuck the shoe game has fucking.
It's
wild. What the shoe game has come
it's ridiculous,
to.
Like, bro.
I was explaining to like one of the senior producers at work just kind of like the sneaker game and showing him how like this Paris SB Dunk is worth like $18,000 at this point. And he looked at me like, that's crazy. I'm like,
which one? Which shoe?
It's a Paris Nike SB.
Or even like the undefeated fours, like
undefeated fours. Anything with
I think that's the most expensive resale Jordan.
So many of them.
That's ridiculous.
Which one?
Is that the one?
Undefeated fours.
She's so like 25,000.
Something like up there. Like,
I think Eminem's is 25,000.
Yeah, man.
Undefeated is probably more than that.
Yeah.
So you don't wear those then, right?
I would.
Nigga, I wear.
I'm trying to get a second pair of Travis's so I can wear this first pair and then the second pair, but. I don't know how lucky I'll be. So
I'm a 10 and a half. So, you know, you do what you got
to
do.
I'm a 10 and a half too. So I'm pushing the 11s. I'll squeeze in 11. Oh. I'll do the 11 if I need
if
to.
If I have to, I'll squeeze in 9.
Oh, yeah.
My toe. 12. I'll do a 5, though.
My toe box is creased.
After we spoke about taking care of our feet.
Y'all fucking stuff them shits in a fucking tiny shoe.
Oh, nah.
Yo, imagine being able to just walk to the store.
Yeah, you fucking up with that.
Imagine getting all kid prices for your shoes.
That'd be fine.
Yo, I can't believe that when people tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot.
Just everything.
But then also, what I look like, you know, 5'11", 5'10", nigga with small ass feet. I'm good on that.
You saving money over here.
I've seen it before.
Nah, I ain't trying to look like that, though.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't want to look like... Yeah. If it looks like you could pick me up, I'm going to come back. I'll never go out, nigga. I'm like, yo, someone's going to fucking pick me up tonight. I feel it.
We were talking about ghosts the other day. We were watching the previous podcast. Get ghosts.
G-H-O-S-T?
Just the same thing. G-H-O-S-T. Yes, me and Jermaine were watching the last episode. Plural. we're watching the last episode, and I was telling the fucking where I thought I saw a ghost story because I saw two figures, two silhouettes. Shout out silhouettes,
silhouettes, man.
And he reminded me of his time in our most recent crib before me and him moved out, where it was me, my dad, and Jermaine sitting in the living room. And no one else is home or no one else is upstairs. I don't know if anyone else is home, but for sure no one else is upstairs. Mm. We're sitting in the living room and above us is my dad's room, right? And we heard like a loud ass fucking bang.
Oh, shit.
We heard a loud ass bang like something dropped, right? And we all kind of looked at each other like, me and Jermaine.
It sounded like a nigga jumped off the bed, like a small guy jumped off the bed and landed right on his heel. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then the just the heel and just fucking stayed there.
And it just stopped. Just like it was just a sudden like just thud and it was a stop. And I'm like, yo, okay. let's try and be logical. I know we may have some raccoons up there, so I may be thought like, all right, maybe a fucking raccoon choke slammed another raccoon.
True,
like,
it happens.
Yeah. But I'm like, but it wouldn't sound like it would sound like it's coming from somewhere further. That shit sounded like, you know, you hear something, I'm like, no, don't try to bullshit. That was right there. You know what I mean? That was literally right there. Bro, my dad looked at us. My dad looked at us and I'm like, yo, like,
no explanation.
Not me.
Let's go check it out, man. Yo, fuck it. If my dad said let's go check it out, went up there, nothing was there, and said, let's go downstairs, man. I don't know.
Just kept cooking after. I'm like, oh, what do you guys think it was?
To this day, we have not spoke about it. Bro, it was the loudest fucking, like someone literally dropped a fucking watermelon. 50 pound weight.
You know you heard it. Like,
yeah, I was like, all three of us. Fuck,
at the same time, we're like, yo, like, it's like as if someone kicked that door and we're like,
nah, oh, something fuck. Had to drop then. You didn't see
nothing
dropped.
Everything was fine. And if something that heavy, we'd have to see it. Yeah. We'd have to see it. And if it came from the attic, it wouldn't be, it would, it's, I know it was right there. 100%. And we were old at this time. Like, we're about to move out type shit.
I had a mustache and beard and a chin strap.
Well,
shout out the chin straps on a man. Speaking of which, yeah, I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say about that.
Y'all was thinking of logical explanations, but I had nothing.
Yeah, like I would definitely be like, okay, like maybe this could have fallen off this.
I'm like, guys,
we got ghosts.
Nah, yeah.
I'm fucking stumped.
But I read the fact that you're like, you know what? It just might be a ghost. So let's just walk away from the situation.
Just, and let's just leave him alone.
He won't jump off the bed. It's
fine.
He won't sit around.
He gonna get when he gets there.
Yeah, like, what you want me to do? To go up there and yell, stop jumping off the bed. It's a fucking ghost, bro. If I was a ghost and I already died, and a human with a life is coming to me telling me what I can and can't do,
you're fucked up.
I'm fucking your crib up.
I'll drape you up.
The whole haunted cast with a ghost is going
down. Yeah. I don't know why ghosts don't fight that much. I'd fight everyone, bro.
Well, like they phase through, right?
Yeah. I think that's why they fuck
shit up. They can't. They phase through you, right?
Like how they move my fucking hand through your head.
That does make sense, actually. How can they go through me, but they can grab objects and throw shit around? That makes no sense.
Unless it's like telekinesis.
But you can get tossed. What are y'all talking about? What y'all talking about?
Like, you know, like,
bro,
like Casper and shit. Yeah. You see Casper go through walls and phase through people.
Yeah, but
like,
that's Hollywood, my guy.
Yeah, that's
Hollywood.
Casper's fake.
No.
Bro, there's a Jamaican ghost thing on is a fucking news thing or whatever, whether it's fake or not. Like, I know, I'll pull up right here, bro. I know niggas can get tossed and pulled by ghosts if they had to, bro. Niggas be getting dragged all the time, bro.
Jamaican. Oh, like that Paranormal Activity shit? But they're like
Jamaican.
That's Hollywood,
boy.
Too.
That's
yeah. Hoax.
But they possess. Like, they got demons and
you
shit.
You said hoax?
Hold on. Oh, shit.
Bro, we really gonna do this right now?
Y'all want to see it or not?
Yeah, I want to see it. What's up? Right,
run it.
Okay.
This thing got a wide control.
Yeah, what the
fuck is
that?
Yeah, just play the video.
Remind me of some TV.
This 11-year-old boy claims he is being haunted by a ghost. For the past week, word of the so-called puppy has caused alarm on Martin Street in Spanish Town. Yeah. The family says they've tried praying for the boy and taking him to church,
but
the ghost would only follow them inside, causing havoc.
I love Jamaican news, bro. It's wonderful.
Our news team was in the neighborhood Wednesday night to witness some of the events that have residents convinced of an otherworldly presence. Watch closely and judge for yourself.
Wait.
Right now. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Watch this. Pulling bomba cuts, man.
No way.
Bro, there's one where he's on the street and like just against the wall. And this nigga yanks. Watch this.
I'm licking him down. I'm drying him. I'm flinging the tigari.
You know, she has no time to make shit up. She's not acting, bro. Yeah, bro. Oh my God.
Anyways, move my foot. Oh, that shit is real.
I'm dry him out of the bed. Dry him in a corner. Dry him in the way go.
Tigari.
Look, this part.
Second incident, similar to the accounts we were given. This time, the boy claims he sees the ghost standing near the wall and goes over to stand next to it.
Yo, the thing is, my dad always told us like how crazy Jamaica is when it comes to ghosts. So then, like, when I seen this shit, I'm like, okay, like, believable. But like he'd tell me, bro, my grandfather, no reason to lie to me. He'd say, yo, he's walking down the street and tell the ghost, like, yo, not today. Like, yo, fuck off right now. Mm. And the ghost would fuck off.
A person. I'm like, what? Did you use, like, a person?
Yeah.
You just bump into him. Just bump into him.
Just tell him, fuck off, not today. I'm like, you can do that? I'm going to try it next time. If I see some ghost shit, yo, fuck off.
Fuck off, bro.
Nah, that's no reason for
ghosts. Yeah, actually, no, if I was a ghost, I'd reason with Jamaican. All right.
You know what? I'm fucking wild. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but...
That video is... All right.
This is an old video, too, but...
It looks...
I'm a warrior. Yeah, I'm a warrior. Yeah, man, right now.
Am I taught you?
No, take me shoes. My teeth, my shoes.
I was just trying
to... Fintana just gave you the cool, like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Fintana, no, bro.
The shut the fuck up live is always funny. Yeah, anyway.
Fintana, my God.
Oh, he's doing it again? Yo, fuck you, Fintana.
Let's get it.
Dipset, haha, free jewels. You know what it is, man. Turn your attention to the screen shells as a video to show us.
I want
to
know if y'all would eat this shit.
Hell no. Whoa. This is too much.
Whoa.
Too much already.
Whoa.
I see a burger and a sub. This is too much already.
Yeah.
And I know this is in Toronto.
Is it?
Yep.
This is Burger Toronto. Top Burger Gun Steel. Burgers. Shout out to you guys for getting creative, but yo, chill out, brother.
Yeah, this is wild.
Chill out.
That's a burger?
What? They're putting more
That's
stuff
banana
on?
Bread? Banana cake? Oh, I'm sorry.
Banana bread?
Bro, this is... Yeah.
Like, your wrist hurts for making all
but,
this.
Yeah. Could you clap this whole thing, though?
That's
first.
Too much cheese. That's way too much cheese.
Wait, there's
there.
Cheese now?
There's a lot of
cheese.
Fucking melted
Look at me move
cheese.
My head. There's cheese now. Yo, man.
Could I clap it? No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Wow.
I'll die first.
I'm surprised.
There's levels to my clapping. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta chill out sometimes. Like that,
there's no reason to clap that.
But if I was in the middle of the woods, crow.
Oh, then I'll deal with it.
If you're in the middle of the woods, you see a pan.
Oh, jeez.
Bro, who's that for?
Bro.
It's for a man.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's literally donkey food too.
Yeah.
Bro, only if you ever like, all right, I'll eat that shit.
If I was a donkey, I'd be like,
llamas,
okay. A donkey, be like, yo, put it down. Come on, man.
Yeah, I gotta do this, nigga. Yo, I think it's so funny how horses have to look at you. Nigga, I'll be so mad if my eyes are the side of my fucking head. Can't see shit in front of me. Yo, what does that look like? You know how you feel the vision, like both of your eyes are like in front of you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You see how that?
It's tunnel vision.
It looks like
you straight.
It looks like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what does it look like if they're on opposite sides?
Like a hammerhead.
Maybe their peripherals are wider.
You know.
So it kind of
because the eye is bigger.
What I'm trying to say,
see what I'm saying? Yeah, because like it would basically be like this.
So it's probably like
or maybe
like
the range is
do you
so
see
big.
Two holes, or do you see it one?
Or maybe
picture, you know?
Or maybe oh,
that's what I'm trying to get.
No, you know.
Oh wait, search it up. How do fucking lizards see?
Shells.
Perfect.
Oh.
We've uncovered something.
How do donkeys see? Hold on.
How do donkeys?
They have a good peripheral vision. We're sick. Yeah. We're sick.
But let me see. Yeah. So, let me see an image.
Hold on.
Can they show it?
They have a good peripheral vision with head down when grazing, but poor ability to see high objects. Okay.
Yo, what's
which
that?
Fuck is it?
Bro, what's that picture that when you take it and you have to move your shit like this?
Like a panorama?
Yeah, I feel like they should probably see panoramically, if that's a word.
100. You have to peripherals of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Sick. But their eyes are like in, it's not like a
panoramic.
You know how lizard's eyes like, okay.
But then have you seen hammerhead sharks?
Yeah, there's a panoramic.
Oh, that's
yeah,
fucked up,
bro. That's exactly how they like, see, bro.
I don't know,
for real?
I'm fucking a genius.
Lizard view.
Whoa, come on. I had no
my laptop
I never
also
looked, no,
that
shut
I
the fuck up.
I'm fact checking my work. That's it.
Yo, put a beat on.
You're
beat.
Fucking
show
fuck.
Y'all, show y'all how I see a beat, man. Come on.
You're fat.
You're fucking fuck, bro.
But nah, this is why you guys watch this podcast or listen to this podcast. Cause we discuss important shit.
Yeah.
It's not about what French Montana wore to the Met Gala.
No.
It's not about...
what did he wear to the thing?
He wore... Actually, he wore a good-ass fit.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, he looked pretty sick.
I was like, wow, like, that's Frenchy. It's a good-ass like, fit.
The jacket is sick. The jacket is sick.
I got you. I'll send you
a full coat. That's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah,
but it's not about...
Yeah, for sure.
The Avengers. It's not about... You know what I mean? What celebrity dyed their hair color? Shout out to Chris Brown, though. It was his birthday. That is important. That's important. Shout out to Happy Dirty 30.
Quick breeze.
Happy to that, yeah.
What you?
But it's
Nah, go ahead.
What was you gonna say?
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
It does matter, Shells.
Nah, I think we need to get to why they listen to this podcast. That's what was important.
Y'all listen to this podcast because we discuss the important things in life.
Hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting questions. Questions that you were thinking about, but you like,
what a donkey view look like?
I don't got nobody to talk to.
It's true.
To. I ain't got nobody to
it's
talk
true.
To.
It's important questions that niggas need to be hearing
the answer
to.
You need to be asking the hard-hitting questions, brothers.
How do donkeys
Does your ass track come out sometimes?
Yes.
You need to be asking those questions, it does. Bro.
Do you wear socks to sleep or do you not wear socks to sleep?
I gotta know. Weird.
We accept all people.
Gotta know.
For me, it's a no, but
I do
you
sometimes.
Know what I mean? We gotta talk about it.
But my man Shells loves that, so I respect
it. Absolutely.
I might try it one day.
That's my
shit.
My feet are so far from my head that I just don't want it. It's so far to take off my sock. I'm like, fuck. I have to like get up to take off my sock.
Yeah, that's true.
I cut my nails the other day and Maria was like, yo, why are your toenails so long? I'm like, yo, auntie, I forgot I had toenails. I forgot I had to cut them
so far.
Bro.
It's like, shit, with these fucking shits.
It was embarrassing. She had toe clippers, and she's pressing down on it. The two sides are touching the ends.
Can we stop?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, this doesn't work for you?
Yeah, no, not at all.
But I'm just trying to say, like, bro, like, did not work.
Okay, got
Watch.
It.
And I bet your shoes are very comfy after you.
After I did, they're nice
very comfy.
Now. How do you not jab your toe, bro? Like, that's...
Well, I was, but it's just, I forgot.
You were?
I forgot. I'm like, yo, fuck, I'll do this next time.
Yeah,
Michelle doesn't want to talk about toes.
Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
My dad rode over Jermaine's foot when we were like 6.
Yo, it didn't even hurt that much. It was weird.
That happened to me too, actually.
It wasn't like...
Yeah, it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up, man. Lost
I didn't lose points. My rings.
Like, I... Yeah.
All my rings are still in my pocket.
All my rings
pocket.
Are still in. Like, that nigga wasn't smiling, but...
Yeah.
I was like, no, I was just like, oh, shit, that just happened.
Like, yeah, I wasn't like...
Is my fucking foot broken? But it didn't hurt.
Oh, completely over?
Yeah. Over, like...
Whoa. He got my toe for sure. That's
how fast.
But you had time to get out though.
They were like reversing.
Yeah, he. So like the speed of true reverse. Why
are they reversing so close? Or you standing so close?
I don't remember what happened, but it happened. I don't remember what happened, but
your toe got God. That's sad.
Yep.
You said, pew. I thought the nigga was toes just in the road.
Nah.
This entire time, Shell has no feet. We never knew this about him. Struck a nerve at the start of the episode.
That's why I always wear socks.
Oh, man. Fucking hate feet.
Pussy ass. Don't need them.
Who the fuck say I do? Not one of y'all, I swear to God.
Beach ass.
But, what I do want to say is I've never been so excited for NBA playoffs in so long.
You see the fucking drip, nigga?
You see it?
You see the fucking drip, nigga?
You see it if you're watching the visual version.
You see the fucking drip, nigga?
The visual version only.
Drip, nigga? Wow.
Understand?
Wow. Shout out to the rap.
Look, my jacket, that's going to look amazing on
it
camera.
It says
that's
Eastern Conference, because that's where we about to go. Matter of fact, by the time this comes out, we probably in that motherfucker.
You feel me?
Yivy.
Talking dirty.
I don't want to go too much into the basketball talk because Jermaine doesn't really follow basketball.
I was watching
like
the game,
that.
Nigga. I was there. Wow. It was a great game.
We're going to talk about the game, but like right now, there's just a lot of shit focused on Toronto, and it's cool for many reasons. Mm. But we have like, y'all, suck my balls, nigga. We have.
He toned it down.
He censored himself.
He tried to tone it down. Was that way better?
Yeah.
He said the sack.
He said the sack.
We can still sponsor.
Oh my God.
And he said the shaft.
And he mentioned the shaft. We wouldn't have to say it. But
holy
shit. The Shaq is rated R. Shaq is 18 plus.
Shaq is 18 plus, yeah. Shaq is like, you have to sign into your YouTube account.
With an account that's 19.
Yo. Just drooled in my beard. Oh, shit.
You okay?
Just drooled in my beard. I'm going to smell it for 3 hours.
You made me spit on my water, so we're fair now.
All right, cool.
But, yeah, okay, so back to what I was saying. There's something that came out where I think Kawhi is shooting better than Michael Jordan shot in the playoffs or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just saying for us to have a player like that in Toronto that's like
doing something of that caliber.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and being compared to Kobe. So this is what I'm saying. Not going to get into it. That people are saying like, yo, Kawhi's better than Kobe in the playoffs. I'm not going to get into that. But it's like it's crazy that we have that around Toronto right now.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And to even think that, bro, if we're dusting Philly. If we, let's just say, hopefully we dust them next game.
But done, bro, when this comes out, mm-hmm.
That's a wrap.
It's over.
Either way, we're dusting them. But like, Boston's playing right now. Boston's playing right now. And let's just say, like, we beat the Bucks. Bro, we're in the fucking playoffs. Isn't that finals, crazy? Have we ever been in the playoffs?
No.
In the playoffs?
The closest was McGrady and
He means finals.
Sorry.
No,
crazy
we've
was,
never.
Vincent Iverson with that shot and shit.
That was like, Eastern Conference.
Yeah, Eastern Conference.
That's Eastern, bro. Like, we've never been to, like...
This is where this jacket's from.
Damn, the guy.
Y'all see my jacket yet?
Yo, show him the shoes.
Nah, they saw it already.
It's crazy, though, because, like, bro, like, all these games and all these teams and all these players, bro, like, it's at such a high, like, intensity, bro. Like, yes. Jamal Murray.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, Portland
and shout out to the young boy, man.
Jamal Murray's going
shout out to the young
Canadian
boy.
Talent going off.
Literally, I want to catch every single playoff game, and I've never felt this way probably since, like, Boston and Lakers were going back and forth back in, like, 2009, 10.
Yeah.
Like, I was interested in playoffs, but I didn't know everyone in the playoffs. Now I'm like, yo, this nigga's making noise. Yeah, like, watch out for Giannis. But, yo, Kyrie may act up. Then you go over here to, like, Houston and Golden State.
That's a crazy series, man.
But then everyone's
that feels like the finals.
Yeah. Yo, that feels like the finals. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that
feels like the finals, bro. Like,
everyone's running so fast. Right? These guys are running. All these games, everyone's just running fast, nigga.
Yeah, when we were watching that Boston game, we were like, yo, why are they going so quick? Like, these matches are intense. Falling,
damn, it's like falling. Lord of the Rings, nigga.
It's
so intense. It's like action and shit.
Bro. Literally like fucking Hunger Games, bro. These niggas are wilding, bro. Like, but it's so interesting to watch, and the way Toronto's playing is we need to keep playing like that. I miss OG Anunoby. I feel like we wouldn't have a lot of these problems if Anunoby. This nigga has horse legs for legs.
Come on,
I checked.
Confirm. This nigga's thighs, yo. I don't even want to say it, boy.
Yeah.
Bro, a fucking horse will walk over to him and say, yo, what's your
regimen? What's your regimen? He's like, yo, stay in front of me. I can't really see that deep. But like, yo, what's your regimen? What's your regimen, my guy?
Whoa. Damn. Yo, how much can you squat? OG Anunoby, bro, has like, bro, I'm trying to get my legs as G's as that.
Yo, shout out OG, like, man. Oh, that's my guy.
I wish this thing could come back ASAP, because if we have Anunoby, bro, everyone's healthy on the Raptors, and Kawhi is dunking on niggas and not showing no emotions,
he doesn't
bro,
care. He's like, what?
Does not give a fuck.
It's amazing.
He's like, yo, what? Do my job.
We need that.
Well, that work, no?
What was the real experience for?
What the fuck? He's legit in McDonald's just putting boxes up. He's like, what? It's part of the job, right?
Yeah, that's bro. This is what I'm supposed to do, right? Like, this is what's supposed to happen.
It's fucking crazy. So literally,
and they have a bad shooting game, but end up with a double double. And you're like, dog, what did you do? Like,
kept dunking.
I just palming the ball.
Yeah, man's like Giannis. Every dunk they get, they're screaming.
Yeah,
every dunk this guy gets.
You have to scream for everything.
You have, and it's
if it's not your team,
but it's like, unless you're Kawhi,
it's nice to see a man just dunk it and keep it pushing.
But it's not even a dunk, brother.
What is it, brother?
On Embiid's head.
Yes.
Brother, this is cruelty. This is abuse.
It's facts.
Bro, he split the two other guys. I can't remember who it was and dunked on both of them.
Mm-hmm. Mike sees right.
Bro, the fear. Spot. Imagine seeing that coming towards you.
I feel like, and he's just chilling the whole. Imagine his face.
He's just still coming towards you. Like, you clearly know that he sees you there.
Yeah.
And he's still running towards you at full speed.
Like, yeah.
I don't think he's coming at you. You don't know what he's going to do.
By his expressions, I don't think Kawhi Leonard breathes when he's running. He's just holding his breath the whole time, bro.
Like, he has a different oxygen system that just goes.
He has gills. Fucking God, he has gills. But we need it. I'm putting some positive energy and some good shit over to the Raptors right now, because it's amazing to watch, man.
If any of the Raptors watch this, man, y'all keep balling out. I'm fucking with it.
Keep fucking hooping, man.
Yo, if we make it if we make the finals, it's gonna be
crazy, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Golden State,
it's on the way.
Could lose too to Houston. The way Houston
could, they could. They played terribly. Game, what was that, 5?
I can't remember that.
Was that 5? Yeah, that was game 5. They didn't play well game 5.
Yeah.
Four?
When the second game in Houston, last game they played, they slapped them.
They didn't play well.
But shit, man. They're playing again tonight at 10:30. It's a beautiful time, man. There's a lot of shit going on. The NBA playoffs, Game of Thrones. I'm not really watching Game of Thrones, but I watched the episode and
pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fucking lie.
Yeah, man.
Well, that wasn't why I was holding back anyway. Like I said, it was just too long. I don't want to get into it. But like I got reviews from my friends like, oh, that girl does this and that guy's name is this, whatever. He did this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw like the battle episode.
Or the last two episodes ago?
The
one with the big fight?
Yeah, the big ass
first episode. Second
episode. I was tied in. I was fucking locked in.
Yo, the fight scenes are sick.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was a good episode, man. Everything a lot of people didn't like it.
Who edited this?
Yeah, bro.
Holy craziness. Shit. I ripped my hair off.
That's like
I ripped my fucking beard off editing that shit.
Yeah, like
I see me with fucking patches, but yo, the
episode was like 88 minutes.
Yeah,
imagine if they do 88 minutes. Like I struggle crazy, working on stuff for like 30 seconds to a minute 30. That's wild.
Bro, trust
to put
footage,
it to 88
angles,
minutes.
Angles. Fuck, dude.
So annoying. That's why the nigga let the Starbucks cup slip the last episode.
Shout out to
the nigga. It's too much shit to do, bro.
Yeah it's too much work, right, bro? I have to rewatch this after I just cut it.
Yeah, right
now. There's a lot of good content coming out. It's like really crazy. I'm like thinking about all the shows that I'm watching.
I'm watching a lot of shows right now.
I started a new show on Crave. Shout out to my Crave family. I started a new show called Black Monday, directed by Seth Rogen and Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
That's me jokes. I gotta
bro, it's fucking hilarious. I can't stop laughing.
I'm gonna check it out.
I cannot stop laughing.
I've never laughed at Don Cheadle so much.
Oh really?
Bro, he's like this he's basically they're in Wall Street and everyone is on Wall Street that's like basically trying to like come up and they're like doing a lot of coke but it's like in the 80s so
it makes sense.
Nah, the coke and Don Cheadle it's just this character is just a fucking funny, bro.
Okay,
like,
yeah, say less.
Honestly, yeah, I was dying last night. I watched shit till like 3 and I'm like, yo, this is amazing, bro. So that's my
master,
man. Y'all should go watch that.
Oh, but I think it's only like 2 devices though.
No, we got 5 devices. I kicked someone off last night.
Mm-hmm. Yo, can I get a spot?
So if you're performing, huh?
Can I get a spot?
I could kick my other guy. Yeah, he's not.
But yo, what? Sooner or later, one of the other guys are gonna say, "Yo, you told me to kick a next man off. No, the next man kicked me. I'm like,
someone
kick
me off. Like, don't kick me off my own account.
Yeah, our dad. We gave our dad an account, and he put a password on it.
And I'm like, change the password on his account,
on my account. So yo, I logged in. No, he put a password on a password. I logged in. My password worked. And then I went to our profile. I said, select your profile. I did Richie, and his.
He's gonna put his name first off.
He put Sexy Richie. I'm like, you know what? Too much for me.
That's it.
Click it. Says, what's the password? I'm like, yo.
Like, again?
I can't even call him because I respect him so much for doing that. That's like, a boss.
Bro, in this alphabetical order, so Sexy Richie pops up first. It's the first name on the
screen. Oh,
yo,
man.
Swing me a Crave. I'll swing you a Spotify.
So, anyways, how's y'all day going?
Yeah, pretty good still, you know?
I got no more Crave, man. I just gave my Crave to fucking Jason out in Dubai, man. Shout out to Jason Dubai.
Wait, what?
He wanted to watch. Nah, he asked me for another account.
Oh.
But I'm like, I got no more.
Swing one shoe and I'll give you a gift card.
What, a one shoe?
One
you
of
give
the
me
shoes?
A gift card?
Travis's. Yeah.
No, just one of them.
One of them? I got some Westbrooks I don't really wear. You can,
all right, we'll talk.
They're ball shoes, so you can start hooping. Your hoop dreams.
Mm-hmm. All right, bet.
Mm.
Yo, for real, you actually should just do it. Like, just do a week of learning how to play or learning basketball. And just
if I have my own like personal court, like in my room, I'll become a beast
in my room.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want a court in my crib.
That'd be sick.
Oh yeah, that would be so crazy.
Or in my backyard. It's my backyard.
Bro, I wouldn't get anything
done. Hoop every
I would,
day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do shit. Yeah.
Sunny days, I'm.
I'll lose my job and everything.
My shot would be fucking
sorry. I'm coming
wet,
sick.
Though.
Yeah,
probably
yeah,
wet. Splashing.
Yo, let me work on your shot with you because I don't like your form.
What kind of shit? What
the fuck?
You
ain't saying that to me.
To say.
Like, jump
yeah,
away.
Like, I don't know if that's offensive or
yeah.
Yeah, he listen. Is that real?
Yo, everyone in the audio version. What's his time stamp at? I don't know what this time. Figure this time stamp out and look at Shell's. This nigga put his hands in his pocket, adjusted.
What
you talking about now, Trey?
You don't know how to answer.
I did not know how to respond to that. I'm complete.
Oh my God.
I'd be cheesy. Like, what do you mean?
You're like, offended, but at the same time, fine.
Like,
thank
shit,
you.
Like,
yo.
Are you trying to help me? Oh my.
You want my form to get better, huh?
Yo, the thing is, yo, Julian told me my form's ugly and he helped me fix it. And now, like, I can shoot
this
a lot better
is,
now.
Like, I try to change my form, but then it's uncomfortable.
No,
that's how it begins. That's how it begins.
Yo, you gotta get comfortable.
That's how it begins.
That's all
like,
it is.
And then you just find it. Once it's like muscle memory, it's just okay. You know me, you have butter, so I'm caking.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. Tommy could ball. Tommy could ball.
I got a jumper.
Tommy could ball.
I got a jumper.
Surprisingly, because you see Tommy.
It is. No, to be honest.
I don't really expect much from this guy.
My jumper
come off as a pool guy. Yeah, you're nice. And you call it billiards or whatever.
Billiards?
Yeah, that's it. See, that's what I told you.
Mm-hmm. No, my jumper just came in the last like 4 years.
It's a double finesse.
You know,
it
just for real? Randomly came
up. Yeah, billiards, come on.
Yeah, I play billiards, yeah.
Cool. What do you want to do? Eight ball, nine ball? What do you want to do?
Are you going to call?
Yeah, I'm fucking billiards.
Nah, I'm like, I play mini pool, the mini clip stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I play. I don't do the real pool.
Shit?
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm pretty nice in that shit. See me?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I'm down. I'll send you a
song. You want to see me? Bro, you don't have my number.
I deleted my number. Kevin and ping pong for culture.
You're right. I did delete your number.
Yo, Kevin's nice. Kevin's just nice and stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll dunk on him, though.
Yeah. Still do it. Yo, can we throw one more thing up on the screen? I don't know if you've been in the. Have you been in the?
I'll dunk on
the Twitter DM.
Yeah, I've been in there.
Yo, you guys sent so many fucking videos. Hold on,
check your iMessage. It's coming. This one's fucking funny.
Hold on, I'm looking up Lil G Ice Cream right now because they got some crazy mixes.
Yo, the cat videos you were playing the other day.
Yo, let me show you this cat video. No,
show shit first.
Yeah. Mine's a picture.
Mine's a picture.
Jesus, bear cat video. Yo, is Tom's cat freeze open?
I saw this.
I saw it too.
Bro, why does my friend's dad look like 50 Cent? Bro,
that's literally 50 Cent.
That's 50.
This one.
The last pick kills me. The last pick.
Bro, that's literally 50. And he knows he looks like 50 Cent too. He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
bro. He's enhancing. He definitely tells the Durag at the Durag show along the
way. Tana is a big 50 fan because he can see the screen clearly and this nigga still got up. I respect
God in the shot.
Yo, 50 the best.
50
the best.
That's 50 right there.
I want to let y'all know this is the first episode. Let me stand up. Pay time to get a zoom in.
First episode. I'm doing this shorts.
Shorts episode.
Shorts season. Stupid.
G-Lit.
Y'all niggas don't hear me though. I put a beat on.
It's that season.
You lucky we out of time. I have some shit on my mind. I just had. If I had a beat right now.
Boy.
Anyways, man. Let me do my sign out first. Yo, it's your boy. Yo, hold the applause. They keep going. It's your boy, Baby Trey.
You press it twice. That's your intro? Outro?
It's your boy, Baby Trey. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I missed the show, so I know I like the show now. Because when we stop recording, I'm like, damn, I miss it. So that's I miss good. Y'all. I'm yo, an
this
asshole.
Shit, this shit fucking feels good.
Yeah, I asked. Thanks. I put on our Instagram. I said, "Yo, we're recording a new episode. Send me some questions." I ain't check any of them shits, boy.
Oh shit!
Tell you that. So I'm gonna answer one.
Where's today's episode?
I'm gonna ask one and one only. Let's see.
Your fans love saying that. Yo, when's the next one?
What is that? They'll literally comment on the new video. Say what it is.
Yeah. What is next one?
This is one of them.
This is a good one. Dream guest on the show.
Dream guest.
Obviously, he's already here. You feel me?
Shabby.
Yo, AKA the dream guest. You feel me? Make it all bubbly and dreamy. The dream guest just pop up and all that crazy.
Shabby, the dream guest.
Woo!
So, Shells?
Dream guest?
I already have mine.
Wait, so wasn't me?
Dream guest. Fucking Pharrell. Yeah.
That'd be tight.
Pharrell, yeah.
Okay. Sick. Jermaine?
Shout out to Pharrell.
Dave Chappelle for sure.
Sick.
Or Larry David.
I don't know, man. Honestly, damn. Larry David. I don't know, man. I feel like Dave Chappelle gonna roast me, man.
I'm cool with that.
I'd be fine with that.
Get at me.
I'd be fine with that.
I'd be quiet that episode.
I'd laugh. I'd be like, you funny. I would laugh.
Nah, yeah.
You ain't getting to that.
Fire roast me tennis.
Yeah, I'll roast out. He allergic to chocolate. So
hey, Tanner, who's your dream guest?
Curtis.
Derrick Rose?
Don't lie.
Yo, D-Rose. Oh, that's D-Rose. Russ.
I know. Jeez.
What's yours, Trey? I think mine would probably be Action Bronson or Big Body Bez. But they'd have
that's
to like
a good word.
Smoke a lot.
That's a good one.
And just talk shit.
It'll just be all me laughing. Though,
yeah. It? I'd be like, yo, you guys can control this. Do whatever you guys want with
it. You thought about the people. I thought about myself. Damn.
I thought about myself. I fucking love watching them.
But that would be entertaining, bro. Too. Like, yeah. That'd be,
oh, hell yeah.
I think if you guys... we should do it, too, because I haven't watched a full season. But Ancient Aliens, watching Ancient Aliens with Action Bronson is probably one of the funniest shows that really made me, like, stick with this thing and say, yo, like, he's funny 100%. Mm-hmm. There's always that one, like... One thing to stay, like, put that shit in the books and say, yo, this nigga's funny. Mm-hmm. Verified. But, yo, yeah, Action Bronson watching Ancient Aliens, that shit is funny. And Devo wants to know where the waves at shows.
They there, I think. You gotta understand, these guys are under a light. Nah. They should be there, though. You should be able to see a little something, something.
I see activity.
I see
some water activity.
I see what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you.
I see it. Yeah. I'm going 360 on y'all. I'm doing it. I'm
really?
Because yo, I drop my waves on my the gram, and then people are like, oh, but it's not 360 though. But, yo, what I gotta do? First, you guys said I can't get waves. I get my waves, and then now it has to be 360.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. Like, there's levels.
Nah, I'm off the 360 wave. Fuck all that.
360. I'm a fucking 360. I'm rushing every second. Hey, yo,
fuck the size.
Yeah, I got time.
I'm waving on top. The city drop. Mason.
And then I'm gonna perm after that.
I think someone need a beat.
Yeah. I told y'all. I'm gonna get to all these questions on the next episode because I did forget. That happens when you having good conversations. You go into the audio program like you finna drop a beat, Jay. Don't fuck around with me.
Don't say the word, nigga.
Say the word then, nigga. Because I'll go in right now.
Hey, let him go.
I search beat on my computer. I'm like half asleep.
Anyways, man, we about to get on out of here. Thank you guys for watching, man. Like I said, I missed the show, so I know that's me personally enjoying it. Not even being funny, like, when we stopped shooting group chat, I didn't even give a shit. I'm like, oh, we gotta shoot again today? Like, it was like that. It was more of a drag.
It was cool at first, but then I just felt like it took way too much to, like, keep it going. And, like, shooting an episode felt like, okay, we have to, like, think very hard to...
Yeah.
Because our format was all, like, think of a topic and then, okay, talk about that. But if you can't think of a topic, then we're like...
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was just happy to come back. I was, like, antsy to come back and, like, shoot some more episodes because I had so much shit to talk. And I feel like I was talking a lot this episode. But yeah, it's your boy, Baby Trey. Next episode, I get on here. Maybe I'll freestyle. I see y'all. It's all off the top, really. So, like, I don't really care. But y'all niggas too sensitive. Get out your sensitive bag and then email me. And say, hey, Trey, I'm not sensitive no more. Internet be sensitive. And I'm afraid of y'all. I feel like the people that fuck with us, like, I don't know, we never tested the fucking sensitive waters with y'all. Mm. So let me try something, say something. Yo, fuck all. Nah, I'm joking. Oh, yeah, turn your headphones down. I'm out.
You know what it is. You know what it is, man. Random Order Podcast. That's what you're listening to right now. If you're listening to us, we got a video that you're missing out on. You should go watch that. And if you're watching this on the video, I bet you didn't know that you could take us on the road with you. Listen while you're doing your homework and shit and walking around and all that other shit.
We know, Jay.
Some niggas don't know. Still ask the question in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. 4ye.ca. Keep your ears to the streets. That's all I want to say. If you catch my drift. Pay attention to the socials. If you see where I'm going here. Mm. Look out for new items.
Whatever that could mean.
If you know what I'm trying to say right now.
You see what I'm saying? I see what you're saying, Jay.
You catch my drift?
I know what you're talking
you
about.
You see what I'm trying to say? Without saying it?
Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about.
Exactly. See what I mean? You know, I'm following the drift, man. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What y'all niggas talking about, man?
Hey, you already know, man. It's your boy.
The Chocolate One.
It's your boy. Yes, sir.
The most chocolate.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening again and watching. Follow me on socials and all that. Random Order Show on Instagram, Twitter.
Yo, Chami, we need a quote of the day.
I'm going to take it from my man, Lucky.
Oh, shit.
Got to get rhinestones for different time stones.
That was a HeadGum podcast.